The word today is help. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Paul Schrader. Life can present us with many dangerous situations. Often we feel alone and in desperate need. We need help. God wants us to come to Him. He hears. He helps. His help is always at the right time. He is never late. Here to remind us that God always hears our cry for help is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Help.
My son Douglas and I, Douglas is also a Lutheran pastor. We are a father-son team here at Our Shepherd Lutheran Church in Greendale, Wisconsin, where we pastor. And my son and I have decided to carry on a task that's probably going to take us a couple years to write and illustrate a book on the key chapters of the Old Testament. Some years back, I hope some of you that are listeners to this program have the books that I wrote, must be 10, 15 years ago now, on the key chapters of the New Testament. And we've received so many wonderful comments and so many people that have expressed joy in having those two volumes. They're almost out of print now. I imagine we could scrounge up a book or two if we had to, if some of you wrote asking that you wanted to find some way that you could purchase them or get them for yourself. I'm sure we could find some, but they're very limited now. That's been years ago already. And so what we're trying to do is put into place another two-volume set, or maybe it'll be one volume, depending on how many key chapters we find in the Old Testament. We've already found about a dozen, and we've been preaching on those and trying to illustrate those. As a matter of fact, last week's program, Psalm 46, was one of the key chapters of the Old Testament that he and I picked. And I have another one for you today. It's Psalm 130. And if you want to give it a title and you want to give it a theme, it's the cry for help. I remember at the seminary, we called it the De Profunde Psalm. You kind of get the word profound out of it. It is the cry for help, and we're trying to illustrate that by a lyre, which is the name of an Old Testament musical instrument. I guess you would call it a harp today. It looks, I don't even know how to explain it. It looks like a musical note almost, with strings in the middle that you can play and harmonize with to use as you chant the psalms. And so we're using that as the symbol that when you see that, you would turn to the psalms. And the cry for help, I don't know if I can visualize this well enough for you, but it's a mouth with the tongue hanging out, yelling, help, help, as though you had a big exclamation point behind that cry. And the first line that the H is made with is real thick and dark for the one, for the 130. And the E, we've kind of turned around and transposed so that it becomes a three instead of an E for the three. And then the P in the help, the top part of the P is a big circle for the zero. And that spells out 130. You almost have to see it. And when the book and everything is finished, we'll certainly make them available to you. The good Lord willing, I would hope we have that done within 2 years, giving us plenty of time here to do it right and do it well. We want it to be something that will bless people. At any rate, make your own illustration to help you remember that it's Psalm 130. Now, the cry for help immediately reminds me of two illustrations. One that I heard recently, it's an illustration, so I don't believe the pastor made it up himself. I think he got it from somewhere. I wish I could remember his name, and I'd tell you so to give him credit. But I'm not borrowing any of his thoughts or ideas. I'm just using the illustration he used. And it was a guy who was walking through a large building, which was a lot of pictures on display. And he was showing this friend of his from overseas who happened to be a chess champion. You know, I think maybe this illustration means more to me because I never knew how to play chess. As a matter of fact, my second last year at the seminary, I was a vicar studying for the ministry. My second last year at the seminary, I went to New York and worked at Kings County Hospital. It was a huge hospital, the largest civilian hospital in America at that time. That was 1957. It had 3,000 beds. It covered 16 city blocks in Brooklyn. It was a huge place. Anyway, I would eat lunch in the doctor's lounge, and one of the doctors there had heard me preach a number of times, and he came over and invited me to eat with him. His name was Dr. Frew. He was a Persian. And one day he said, Paul, how would you like to learn to play chess? And I said, well, I'd really love that. Well, he said, chess is a game that was invented in my country. He claimed that Persia was where chess was first originated, I guess, and that they had been the founders of chess. Well, I don't know about that, but at any rate, he certainly knew how to play chess. As a matter of fact, he was so good that when we would finish eating, he'd say, let's play a little game of chess. And, you know, chess generally is a fairly long game. And he would look at his watch and he'd say, well, I've got about 20 minutes. So at the end of 19 minutes, he'd simply put me in checkmate. And the game would be over and he'd be able to leave and go to his surgery. And I can't recall a single game that entire year that I won. That's how good the guy was. But I did learn something about chess. Maybe that's why I like this illustration. Anyway, back to the illustration. This guy is going through an art museum, and he has with him a chess expert, a chess champion from some other country, and they're stopping looking at each picture, and they come across a picture that is named Checkmate. And the picture is a chessboard where two people are playing, and the artist has positioned all the pieces on the board, and so he titled it Checkmate, meaning there's no more moves, the game is over. And this chess champion who was with him said, wait a minute, let me study this a little bit, let me look at this some more. And he told his friend, you know, the artist is wrong here. The artist is wrong here. As a matter of fact, there is one more move. And it's the king has one more move. Now, those of you that are spiritual-minded immediately can begin to see the application. The application is very simple. When we think we're at a dead end, when we think we've lost and everything is over, nothing is worthwhile, remember the king, our almighty king, God himself, has one more move, at least one more move, and he can make things right for you. He can win the game for you. That's the whole point. I love that illustration. It's not checkmate because the king has one more move. Now, while thinking of illustrations, I can recall an illustration I heard 53 years ago while I was still at the seminary. And as a matter of fact, the professor was using an illustration for the Hebrew word that is in Psalm 130. And he was explaining that the word that David uses here is where we translate in English, out of the depths, I cry to you, is the word that was used for the bellowing of a camel. Now, camel is a very large animal, and it has a large stomach. And in the pit of the stomach, the camel would begin to roar, and the sound would start. But then the long neck of the camel, as the sound began to rise up through this long neck, it turned into a holler, into a scream, into a cry. Maybe I can kind of illustrate that. And it would keep going up until it came out of the mouth. It became like a siren. And that's the word that is used here in the Old Testament, Psalm 130, to explain, "Out of the depths I cry to you." Now you see, the reason the mother camel could make a sound like that was that that's how she would find her little baby camels that have wandered off during the day. You know, there are all kinds of sand dunes and all kinds of things that block. There are rocks and mountains and all kinds of things in deserts. And the little camel would never be able to find back unless the mother would holler like that, which can be heard for miles. I've heard that sound, and it's like a fire siren on a fire truck. And the little lamb would prick up its ears and say, "Whoop, mother's calling," and begin to return back to the sound of the mother so that it could find its way home. I love that. I love that. "Out of the depths I cry to thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice." Now, there are times of despair, and we feel like crying out to the Lord. We wonder, you know, what can we do? And God says in this psalm especially, and circle the words for yourself so that when you come back to 130, you see that, "We wait for the Lord, my soul waits." Now, it's not just a casual waiting. It says we wait even more than those that wait for the morning. Now, those that wait for the morning were the prayer callers. They'd be up in the minaret, and they'd wait for the first rays of the sun to shine, and then they'd give the prayer call. And so they were intensely waiting. And we are saying in this psalm, "I wait for your help, Lord. I wait for intensely. I am very, very, very anxious to see your presence in my life and your help. So I am eager in my waiting." I hope this will become a very important psalm for you, especially when you're in any trouble or danger. Make sure you turn to the Lord, cry out to him, and then wait for his deliverance. Wait upon the Lord. He will deliver you. God is never late. He is always on time, and he knows exactly the most precise time and the most precise way to help you. God is your deliverer, as we said last week, your fortress, Psalm 46, and he is the answer to your cry for help.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. A promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.